This is New England Public Radio. It was a big deal in 2016 when Get in Trouble, Kelly Link's collection of short stories, became a finalist for a Pulitzer. Now, a new accolade for the Northampton, Massachusetts writer. Following a secretive nomination process, Link was one of 25 people to be named a 2018 MacArthur Fellow for, quote, exceptional creativity. Sometimes called genius grants, the award comes with a $625,000 no strings attached grant. Link spoke with New England Public Radio's Jill Kaufman about winning this award and her work as a fantasy and science fiction writer.
The work that I do, I'm very happy to be able to do it. I feel that it is the right kind of work for me to be doing. And in one way, what the award feels like is, I mean, obviously it feels like a kind of external validation, which says you're right to be doing this work and you should keep on doing it. And it would be great if all the other artists and writers whose work inspires me also were able to have that kind of validation, you know, financial security, an audience who reads their work, all of that. But in terms of, you know, why me as opposed to lots of other people, the process is opaque. And if I try and think it through, what I think is I am very happy that it happened, and I'm really glad that I don't have to make it make sense to myself. I can just accept it and keep on working.
I would go so far as to say the fact that you wear two hats. You are a writer. You're also a publisher. The way the MacArthur folks wrote this is that Link is committed to helping other writers chart their own course. As a writer and an editor, Link is mapping new literary territory, and she is a source of inspiration for many young writers dissatisfied with traditional distinctions between genres.
You know, I do really appreciate the fellowship is, you know, in part because of the work that I get to do as a publisher. We've published people like Ted Chiang, Karen Joy Fowler. More recently, we published a debut collection by a writer named Abby May Otis. There's a writer whose work I love, Sophia Samatar. We've published three books by her.
So I was reading reviews of your books, and in 2015, when Get in Trouble came out, you were reviewed in the Washington Post by Michael Dierdar, and he described you and a few other writers that when you make your art, when you write, that you're making art that re-enchants the world.
Again, you know, maybe this is a kind of external validation, but even the idea that I could write the kinds of stories that I wanted to write, whether they were stories about teenage girls or about zombies or about monsters, I think, well, I guess I can just keep on doing what I most like to do. And what I most like to do is write drawing from the kinds of traditions that I most love to read. And there is a saying about the kind of experience that you have when you read science fiction or fantasy. The saying is that as a reader, you experience a sense of wonder. The pleasure of reading it is that you enter into a space where things feel more charged or imbued with possibility or with magic than some kinds of realistic fiction manage to reach for. And I do think about that when I write. I think, well, what I want to be able to lead the reader down a path that feels a little dangerous, a little exciting, that leads to a space that is not like a space that they've been to before.
This changes a life, the recognition, the money. How do you handle that?
What I will say about my relationship to my work is that I really don't like writing. I hate it. And yet I am still compelled to do it.
A true writer.
And so I think for me, the tension is I could spend a lot of time not writing and just sort of coasting on the sort of glow of getting this award. But I'm a very contrary person. I don't like writing, and so I do it. You know, the idea that you get an award like this, and so you should spend a lot of time celebrating, what I actually feel is I should probably get back to work.
That was writer Kelly Link of Northampton, Massachusetts, a winner of the 2018 MacArthur Awards. You're listening to New England Public Radio.